The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
This morning's big interview is pretty much made for us nerds, Brian, because the Singapore government's innovation platform, SG Innovate, co-led a $1.1 million seed funding round with locally based blockchain monitoring startup, Merkel Science. Now, Merkel Science seeks to promote blockchain ideology by enabling stakeholders to detect and prevent criminal activity and financial crime. That one's got me because, you know, cybersecurity is such a hot topic, right? And it's not just SG Innovate who got involved in the seed funding, but also LuneX. They are a dedicated fund for blockchain investments by Golden Gate Ventures. They're also a digital currency group. Kinetic is involved as well. So quite an impressive achievement for Merkel Science, seeing as, you know, they only launched 7 months ago. This was in November 2018, if my math is right. What are they going to do with the seed funding? What made SG Innovate invest in them? Let's get all the people involved. In the studio, we'll welcome Pan Heng Soon, Head of Venture Building from SG Innovate.
Good morning.
We also have with us Marigang Patnaik, Co-Founder and CEO of Merkel Science. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Apart from being co-founder and CEO, what exactly is Merkel Science? What do you do there?
Sure. So we basically provide a risk monitoring solution to detect and prevent illegal use of cryptocurrencies. Customers in the initial phase are law enforcement agencies and cryptocurrency exchanges. To put it in layman's terms, like, there's tons of KYC providers out there which fintech companies use. For crypto companies, there's incoming and outgoing Bitcoin and Ethereum transactions that need to be monitored. So we do that.
So just to clarify the terminology you use, now for the listeners, KYC means know your customer. So how do you perform that element in the cryptocurrency space? The banks have their own KYCs in terms of consumers, but how do you do that in a cryptocurrency basis?
A traditional cryptocurrency exchange would do a KYC where they collect documents of customers. But on top of that, we provide another layer. We label different entities on the blockchain. There's various sources, blacklist addresses of ransomware, dark web purchases, other illegal activity like hacked wallets, which you hear very often on the news. So we provide like a blacklist and run analysis on that.
Okay, so where do you find that information from?
Yeah, so in terms of that information, a lot of it is from government sites. But apart from that, there's private blacklists as well. Like, we work with a lot of investigation groups, etc., where they give out these things. And we also have an in-house team that creates these lists from various news articles, etc.
You're hearing the thoughts of Marigang Patnaik, co-founder and CEO of Merkel Science. And we also have with us Pan Heng Soon, Head of Venture Building from SG Innovate. Heng Soon, these guys are about, what, 7 months old, relatively new startup. So why did SG Innovate want to invest in Merkel Science?
I guess this is exactly what you set up to do. Merkel, I would call them as very tech intensive. Founders are very experienced in their various fields. They have worked previously, you know, in finance and in technology. So in very tech-intensive deals, they require a different form of approach. It is usually also more difficult to get off the ground. Different kinds of ingredients for success versus, say, sharing economy deals. So we are hands-on. We begin from creation of the startup and the early growth. That's where we focus on. They fit right where we want.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit about this rising trend of tech investment here in Singapore. Everyone talks about it. How has this trend impacted the economy? What have you seen?
If you look back maybe 10 years ago, there were startups, but not that many compared to today. At least not that many being talked about in the news. Fast forward 10 years, you have a pretty vibrant scene in startups. Singapore is recognized as a center for Southeast Asia in that. That has got a lot to do with, you know, concepts for example, B2C concepts, you know, sharing economy concepts, some enterprise software. But Singapore, as you know, has also invested very heavily in R&D. Many years, five-year plans, several five-year plans, billions of dollars. A lot of research is out there. We are seeing the beginnings of more active efforts in translating this research into hopefully viable commercial endeavors. So this is the next wave, the next level of innovation you can call in the startup space.
Okay, Heng Soon, just following on to your point on investment in deep technology. Now, SG Innovate has been appointed to manage funds under the Startup SG Equity Scheme, where the government will basically co-invest together with independent qualified third-party investors into eligible startups, the likes of Golden Gate Ventures. Could you give us some perspectives in terms of the deal flows that you've participated in and whether or not you've had some early fruits?
Deal flow is strong. Looking back, we have been in this for about a year and a half now. We have done almost 25 to 30 deals now. And you can see that, you know, not every deal that comes to us will be invested. So,
and what sort of ticket size are you looking at?
Singapore size, roughly $1.5 to $2 million per deal. Singapore dollars. Sometimes, you know, there are outliers, bigger ones, but mostly in that range. With the investors like Lunex, for example, we usually do kind of a sharing basis, $1 to $1. And there are other investors joining in. You know, some of them are international investors, very good, that could help add value to the startup.
Mrigank, I've been curious about this since the start of the conversation. We've just talked about how the whole tech investment sphere is a rising trend. It's cool to be a part of. What kind of hurdles did you guys at Mercantile Science face during this journey? I mean, how fierce was the competition for you and what did you do?
Well, in terms of competition, the space we're in, like since we're a deep tech startup, it's a pretty new space, so there's not much. But there are two basic challenges we face. One is selling to customers, and one is selling to investors, the investor community in Singapore. In terms of selling to customers, of course, the older the startup gets, the easier it becomes. I remember a first like few conversations in the beginning where I was literally laughed out of the room.
Wow. How did you, on a personal note, how'd you bounce back from that?
Well, it's nothing personal. I mean, like after they saw we've raised funding, then they called us back and they're like, oh yeah, you know, we should chat and I'm sure you guys have more of the product ready. And now that some customers are using us, we're rekindling those relationships again. So, I mean, it's just to keep going and find the innovator who'll kind of support you. And then the second challenge was like getting investors or convincing investors. So in deep tech, it takes a slightly longer time to build out things and commercialize.
Okay.
The Singapore ecosystem is still like developing, I'd say. But in this case, SG Innovate's co-investment helps a lot in making the VCs take the jump because they know somebody else is with them when they do.
Could you give us a perspective in terms of your revenue model and your business model moving forward? Because yes, you have funding, but what's your path to profitability and where are you at this point of time?
We're a 7-month-old company. So right now we're devoting all our resources to building the technology and building our product. And we're at early revenue stage. But in terms of our business model, we charge our customers a monthly fee based on the number of transactions they monitor through us. Mm-hmm. Typically, in models like ours, like the model is like has very good unit economics. That is, you tend to reach profitability sooner rather than later because it's B2B. Like we only cater to businesses.
We are chatting with Mrigank Patniek, co-founder and CEO of Mercantile Science, as well as Pang Heng Soon, head of venture building from SG Innovate. SG Innovate co-led a 1.1 million seed funding round for Mercantile Science. So the question is, Mrigank, what do you do with $1.1 million? What are Mercantile Science's plans for the funds? Heng Soon is taking notes.
I could see him listening very attentively.
So what are you going to do?
We'll primarily spend it on building the technology out. So hiring developers, hiring data scientists and other blockchain engineers who can kind of build this platform out. And apart from that, I mean, since there's a lot of regulation coming about all over Asia, we'll also invest into sales so that we can quickly get the word out about our solution to the various like geographies here.
Heng Soon, what sort of support do you give your startups like Mercantile Science besides the seed funding?
As an early startup, beyond the two founders, employee 3, 4, 5, they're very crucial. The tech talent may not be readily available. So we have an in-house, you can call it kind of a headhunting team, cupboard full of resumes that we identify, curate, and we put in front of him, let him make a decision, and hopefully that works out, you know, for one or two of them. The talent is a key kind of ingredient in the very early phase of a startup.
One of the other things I want to ask is also, you've invested in 25 to 30 deals, as you mentioned. How do you cross-pollinate these startups together so that they benefit from learnings as well as talent?
If I would step back a little bit, our investments have largely been in artificial intelligence, robotics, some form of advanced computing like quantum computing, supercomputing, and quite a bit into medical technology. You know, using software, you know, software is doing everything, including medical technology. You can say the key kind of a horizontal would be artificial intelligence as applied across several sectors. There's a lot of, I would say, interaction that we put in place. We also have sessions to develop these new entrepreneurs. Many of them are first-time entrepreneurs. So to help them develop more than just, you know, looking into their business, in the sales techniques, into how to present, learnings on regulation. So these, I would say, classes or sharing sessions bring our founder groups together. They talk, they share ideas.
Mrigang, back to you on this one. Let's talk about how you're doing right now profitability-wise and when you aim to be profitable.
Generally, if a deep tech startup is profitable so early on, it's actually a bad signal.
Okay.
I mean, you should be just spending more and more on building out technology.
It's a very R&D phase right now, and that goes on for quite a bit. What's the recommended length, if you could put a number to it?
Well, this completely varies from business to business.
Sure.
We're looking at a timeline of about 2 to 3 years for profitability as such, and then we want to reinvest in growth in that phase.
Okay, I see Heng Soon nodding, so pass. For you personally, Heng Soon, just to add on a little bit to that, what was it that drew you? Was there anything else that drew you to wanting to help these guys?
We want to help people who are tech-oriented, the scientists. Like
sure.
I say, scientists who has been doing research in the universities, on their labs, and qualified tech people who have experience. So we see a lot of this in our community activities. SGNAB has been around probably about 2.5 years, more than 300 to 400 community events in this period of time.
It's been quite busy. This
yeah, it's very busy.
Yeah.
So if you 2.5 years, 2 years is like 100 weeks or thereabouts, right? So more than 300 to 400 community events. And I think we would have the fastest growing tech community. We have roughly about 25,000 to 30,000 in our community now.
Very nice.
As I speak.
Heng Soon, what's the strategy for Merkle Science moving forward?
First, get a product out the door. You know, a production product. Funding usually takes several rounds, as in venture capital, typical. This is the first round. Usually first rounds, we give companies what we call a runway of about a year and a half to reach the next milestones, get more value, raise money at higher valuation. So that's part of the progress. What we like about them, obviously, is a very clear need. In traditional banking, financial industry, KYC to combat kind of a funding for terrorism, anti-money laundering, all this. I've been around, processes are in place, but this is just an emerging market. There's no 800-pound gorilla yet, you know, in the cryptocurrency space. So opportunity is available for Merkle.
Mrigang, you've got the runway. So what other future opportunities are you looking out for now?
Well, to give you an example, we view financial services as our entire market. Just like Uber views transportation as its whole market, for Merkle, like the whole financial services industry. So banks, challenger banks that's coming up as well, are like future customers that we intend to cater to. And we see like Singapore being like Asia's blockchain hub. We see a whole bunch of other crypto-related activities In the future, with more regulation, there could be crypto loans, other kinds of crypto investments, crypto insurance. So Merkle's algorithms would play a huge role in determining the rates for these kind of companies as well.
I think we're off the back of a good 1 year plus where Singapore is being touted as the next fintech hub and all these things are emerging.
Yeah, and also the thing is, compared to the region, with the exception of Malaysia, Singapore is far ahead in terms of the regulatory framework for fintech. So I suppose, given the money and as well as the regulatory framework, the whole industry is probably poised to grow at a far more rapid rate than the competitors around the region.
Yeah. Final question, Mrigang, just to wrap things up very quickly. If we look 5 years down the road, what's the aim for Merkle Science?
Well, we aim to be a global company by then. So that includes being across all the major financial hubs that like New York, London, as well as Japan and Korea by then.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck in that space. Mrigang Patniak, co-founder and CEO of Merkle Science, as well as Pang Heng Soon, head of venture building from SG Innovate. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.